Good morning. This is Daniel King again for the Daily Inspiration. I'd just like to make a quick note. There was a confusion last week about who was putting on the inspirations, and I overrode some of Brother Roy Ulrich's messages. I wanted to say that because he had kind of a theme there last week. So if you missed the 19th and the 20th and the 21st, you can go back to them. That was corrected again. You can go back and listen to them. They will now be on by Roy Ulrich. So this morning I'd like to talk about a continuation of the theme of crossing the Jordan there. I had a few messages on Joshua and Caleb and the some of the differences that of the outlook that they had versus the 10 other spies and the effect that that had on the entire group. I'd like to move on a bit and talk about the things that how that was a direct translation, or God had something in mind through those pictures for us today. And I'd like to read in Hebrews 2, verse 14, it says, "Insomuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." And I think what that's saying is that we find ourselves as children, you know, having partaken of flesh and blood, and we are here, we've been, how can you say, the beginning of our time was when we were created, when we were born, or when we were conceived, and then we find ourselves in this body of flesh and blood. And what the writer here is saying is that Jesus himself, the creator of us and all that we see around us, and he has the keys to the future, and he himself made himself of the same flesh and blood that we find ourselves in. He limited himself to the same flesh and blood. And so now today we can say that our high priest, which is Jesus Christ, so if I keep on reading here, "For indeed he does not give aid to the angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham." And what that's saying is that he doesn't give aid to supernatural beings, but he gives aid to those that are flesh and blood. And not necessarily to all flesh and blood, but to those that are of the seed of Abraham. And if you study the life of Abraham, you find the same spirit that you found in Joshua and Caleb, as I was talking about that in the past few days here. You find the same spirit in David as well. Basically, the description of that spirit is it followed God regardless of the cost. It followed God over the ability to think and use common sense. And I think that ability to think and use common sense, as much as that is a strength, can also be our greatest weakness, because that has to fall in subjection to listening to the Lord's, to God's voice. Our own ability to think and our own ability to use common sense has to come under the authority of Jesus Christ. And I think that's what that's saying, is that to the seed of Abraham here, it's for those he gives aid to those that are walking as Abraham walked, you know, to his seat. Obviously, it doesn't mean to Abraham's seed in general, like if you have Abraham as your great, you know, some place in your lineage. That's not what it's saying, but it's saying that those that have that same spirit that Abraham had. And so we see now that those that are in the flesh, which would be people here on the earth, and then those that have his seed will be given aid. And just keep reading here. Therefore, in all things he made to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the saints, for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And so the high priest in the days of back in the days was basically the person who, when you had committed a sin, that you went to. And you were able to receive atonement or forgiveness or release from that sin. You were able to have fallen or have committed a sin and go to the high priest and make it that okay again. And that is the same invitation that we have from Jesus as our high priest. He is saying that whatever areas that we find ourselves tempted in, we go to him, we go to Jesus, and he gives us aid as long as we are of the seed of Abraham, meaning back to the same spirit that Abraham had. And it all ties together like a package. And the whole thing comes back to the same, you know, outlook in life that Joshua and Caleb have, and or had, and in that same way we find ourselves if we walk in that same way. We can experience this connection to Jesus and this same connection that all these men had. And so, as far as temptation, you know, if we keep in mind that it's a package, if we keep in mind that this land of rest that Joshua and Caleb entered into was an invitation for all, the same way that that same kind of life that flows with milk and honey is an invitation to all. All may come, all may enter in. But there are some, you know, requirements, if you will. I'm not sure what the right word is. And that is that for those that will value the leadership and the leading of God over their own ability to reason and make sense of things. And that is kind of a delicate thing, because obviously if we let go of common sense in many areas, we would quickly find ourselves, you know, with a ruined life. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just letting go of common sense and just general wisdom. But I am talking about when God leads us, just like he was leading the children of Israel, like was said, as a carrying them as a father carries his son. When that happens and God leads, it's best to go over our own common sense. And those examples are there throughout the scripture. You know, one simple story there is the life of Jonah. But I would like to keep on going here and talk about this land of rest that is awaiting those who walk in that way. And as we move on into Hebrews 3 and 4 here, we will see that there is a rest that awaits a life for of this. There's a rest that awaits this kind of a lifestyle. And of course, as we'll soon see here that our two main enemies are unbelief and fear, standing in the way of this life of rest. And Jesus did say, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I have found that to be true. I would just like to testify that I have found that to be true. And I have found that the more that we give in to fear and unbelief, the more that we give in to those little voices that say, well, it's not going to be worth it, or they won't hear anyway, or, you know, all those little things that come up, you know, just things like you're not going to make it, or you don't have what it takes to make it. And as soon as we start listening to those little voices, we quickly find ourselves further away from that rest, that peace and rest leaves deep inside. We find ourselves longing and panting again, a little bit the feeling that you have when you're in a desert. And so all of a sudden this picture of the land flowing of milk and honey seems further away. And so these things are very much connected in our own lives, and I would just like to continue in this theme. For now, I wish you God's richest blessings and pray that His Spirit would be upon you today.